June 22, 1633, Galileo was forced to recant his views that the Earth orbits the Sun, and he was forced to recant his views by the Pope. The Vatican only admits it was wrong on October 31st, 359 years later. This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
That's the most bullshit greeting I've ever heard. There is nobody more important than me, for crying out loud. I was calling about your De La Guerra. I got a guy that's jumping out of his pants to see it.
Now, for those of you real estate agents out there, you recognize that voice. and I got his permission and to do that, and but I won't announce who he was or is. But his initials are... No. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Great guest today. The Price is Right. Ed Price is here today, and he has nothing to do with the game program. He is actually the former Property Tax Division Chief of the County of Santa Barbara, Auditor Controller's Office, and now he's currently Assistant Auditor Controller. So I don't know. You go from the chief to the assistant. Was he demoted? No, not really, but he'll tell you. He'll tell you. The Price is Right. Ed Price from the county is here. We're going to talk about potential changes to property taxes, impacts of the Thomas Fire Montecito debris flow on property taxes, special loans assessments on tax bills, and maybe if we have time, the final status of the redevelopment agency dissolution in the county. That's only been taken, 10 years? Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly year to date. We'll do in the first segment, including breaking out Montecito. Just a quick comment about inventory. Listings not in escrow, 466. That single-family residence is only just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service from Carpinteria to Goleta, a.k.a. the South Coast. 466. Last year it was 411. So that, I didn't do the percentage, but that's about 50, roughly 50 and whatever 50 is of... 50 of 200 would be 25%. So... It's not a huge percentage increase. More interesting, or as interesting, under $1 million, we have 58 listings available, not in escrow. Under $1 million, single family only. Last year, 40. So we have more inventory. The year before, the inventory was about the same. Year before that, about the same. So last year, 411. Year before that, 414. Year before that, 409. Then the years before that, 330, 340, 341. That's 2015, 2014, and 2013. You got to go back to 2011 to see an inventory of 585 listings available. 2010, 646 listings available on the 25th week of the year, 2010. 646. That's the highest going back to 2006. So today, 466, higher than previous years, slightly, but not astronomically, and not anywhere near what the height of inventory that we have seen in the past. So we're taking a look at the 25th week of the year through June 21st. No, we're not taking a look at the 25th week of the year. We'll do that in the fourth segment. We're taking a look at year-to-date stats through the 25th week of the year ending June 21st. 2019. Let's start with Montecito only. Been tracking that due to the debris flow of a year and a half ago about. 71 sales in Montecito. Year to date, first 25 weeks, median price $2,850,000. Last year, 52 sales. Year to date, median price $2.4 million. So that's an increase in the number of sales in Montecito for the first 25 weeks of 37% over last year. And the median price up 19%. However, 2017 did have 76 listings year-to-date with a similar median price of 2.9 as this year. So still, you can't argue with a 37% increase in the number of sales over last year. And from what I was told by maybe Mark Schneep, is that the sales in Montecito had been kind of slowing down over the last few years anyway. Overall, including Montecito Hope Ranch from Carpinteria to Goleta, the number of sales year to date, 487. That's up 4% in the number of sales over last year. Median price, $1,313,000. That's up 2.3% over last year's $1,283,000. So for the first 25 weeks of 2018, the median price was $1,283,000, South Coast, ended up at $1,255,000. And I would say year to date, we've been vacillating around $1,350,000. So one might surmise it will continue to go down as well. But averaging almost 19 and a half sales per week year to date, last year we averaged 19.75 sales for the entire year. So we're almost at that now. And last year's year to date average sales per week was 18.72. So that actually increased. The median price went down for the second half of the year in 2018. The median price went down slightly. Number of sales went up a little. So we'll see how we compare this year. And then we'll do the weekly multiple listing sales update in the fourth segment. Meant to comment, I don't know when I was telling a story. Maybe it was about me fixing Jake's braces with my needle nose pliers. We had a Rockford bit. Mom was asking, are you guys okay? Are you in the hospital? They came over to my house, and it's kind of funny because I'm, what was that line from Star Trek? I'm a doctor, not a whatever he used to say. Mm-hmm. So I'm a real estate agent, not a dentist. So I had mentioned that his dad was a civil engineer, and he texted me and he said, I'm a mechanical engineer. If you know of any engineer, you go up to him with a problem and say, hey, look, you're an engineer. You probably know how to the answer to this. You would know how to, because all his engineer buddies talk about that, and it bothers them to no end. Mm-hmm. So next time you conversation with an engineer, bring that up. Let's do a quick motoring with Mark. Let's see. I'm not sure if I gave you this one already. Did I talk about the bathroom sink vanity that had a drawer under the bathroom sink because they bypassed the downspout and the P-trap? That sound familiar?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, good. I'll cross that off. For those of you who didn't hear it, go check out the podcast, RadioRealEstate.com. Did I tell you about the bathroom shower that was facing the bedroom with a glass wall so you could watch someone showering? I noticed that the pictures in MLS did not reveal that particular aspect of the house. And both the master... Now, I've been in some masters where the tub is right there in the room. It's kind of like, you know, kumbaya. Let's just, and, you know, it's great if you're a Hollywood starlet in your 20s. But I remember showing a property to this lovely couple, and, you know, she's in her mid-60s at the time. And you know, you're looking at this big tub sitting in the middle of the bathroom, and she goes, who the hell wants, you know, who wants to be on display like this? It sure looks good. So... you walk into the bedroom, you're in the bedroom, and there's the bathroom door that you can see, and next to that is a glass wall the size of an oversized door, and you're looking at the stall shower. So you walk into the stall shower, and there you're looking into the bedroom with this glass door. Now, you know, if you didn't like it, I'm sure it could easily be masked and, you know, fixed it, but... I had never seen that before. And it was in a multi-million dollar home, I think in Montecito. I don't remember where. And but, you know, it's fine. Nothing wrong. Not that there's anything wrong with that. You could, a curtain wouldn't look too good. I was trying to figure out how you would fix that because it's kind of integrated and built in as a waterproofing of the shower. So you can't just remove it. And it was flush with the wall in the bedroom, so you couldn't really drywall over it.
Get a guy come in
tinted.
You could do tinted. I thought about that. You could do you could tint it from the bedroom side, or just make it kind of a little smoked, so it'd just be the outline. That would be good.
Oh yeah.
You could do a lot of things. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break. Come back with Ed Price from the county. Talk about why your taxes. I don't know what your taxes are doing.